Last December, the Michigan legislature approved a bill that classified the gray wolf as a game species. The act cleared the way for an intense debate over whether wolves should be hunted for sport. There are fewer than 1,000 wolves in the state's Upper Peninsula, and groups opposed to a hunting season want to see that population survive. Last week, the group Keep Michigan Wolves Protected submitted more than 253,000 signatures to the Michigan Secretary of State in a bid to keep the wolf hunting question off the ballot next year. I'm joined now in the studio by Jill Fritz, the Executive Director of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected. Good morning, Jill.
Morning.
And by phone, we've got Tony Hansen, the Deputy Director of Michigan United Conservation Clubs, which supports a wolf hunting season. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Real good. Now, Tony, until about 15 months ago, Tony Hansen, the gray wolf was on the endangered species list. Explain how the issue of a proposed wolf hunting season has come about, please.
Well, it's really part of what happened when wolves were removed from the endangered species list. The state of Michigan has to submit a management plan to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and that plan has to be approved in order for wolves to be delisted, basically saying this is how the state of Michigan plans to maintain the population of wolves so that they don't get put back onto the endangered species list. And part of that management plan, the management plan follows the North American model of conservation, and part of that plan is hunting where necessary.
And Jill Fritz, are wolves currently, I take it wolves are currently a protected species? Is that how they're categorized?
Well, they're under state management now. They are now technically a game species because the bill was passed in December. So that's why we have submitted signatures for a ballot referendum to repeal that law.
But in the past, I take it farmers and landowners have had the right to shoot a wolf if it was preying on its cattle or sheep or whatever.
Yes, they still have that right under state law that went into effect upon delisting. Farmers, ranchers, and dog owners may remove or shoot a wolf that is attacking their animals, and that law is not affected at all by the new game species law. Okay.
Tony, what do you like about a wolf hunting season then?
Well, in our opinion, because the North American model of conservation has been effective in every instance it's been applied for the past 100 years, it's just good, sound, science-based management. And as Jill said, wolves are going to be removed from the population if they're posing problems, and we would much rather see an asset of the state utilized by the citizens of the state rather than have federal officials or DNR officers killing those wolves. If we're going to say we need to remove 10 animals from this population in this area, that should be done by licensed hunters and allow the residents of the state to see the benefits of what is a state-owned wildlife asset.
Jill Fritz, you're shaking your head.
Well, under the current law, farmers and ranchers can already shoot the wolves that are on their land and can obtain a permit from the DNR to remove more wolves after a depredation event. What the DNR hasn't demonstrated is how a wolf hunt would when hunters purchase licenses and go out and trap and hunt wolves, how that would affect those depredations at all. So current law is already addressing any problem wolves. There's no reason to start an indiscriminate hunt that would use inhumane methods such as trapping.
Trapping will be a part of this, correct, Tony?
No, that's part of the real frustration with the citizens of the state is the complete falsehoods that are being spread by the organization opposed to this. But nobody's set a season. There is no hunting season. None of the methods of take have been described. They know from research that they've done, funded by the Humane Society of the United States, which is an anti-hunting organization, that if they say certain words like inhumane, cruel, trapping, aerial gunning, they know that people will respond to them, and they're trying to use the emotion to sway the issue without actually telling the truth. There is no wolf hunt. What Jill's talking about, how will this impact? That's exactly what the legislation will do. It'll allow the DNR, actual scientists and biologists, to say, this is how we manage wolves based on science required by Proposal G passed in 1996. This is how we'll do it. This is how many wolves we'll take. These are the areas they're in. Nobody's said any of those things. Nobody has set if we're going to trap, if we're going to have a season where we take 30 wolves or where they're from. none of that's happened because we need to have science to do that, and that's what the legislation allows. It allows the NRC to take that science. So any statement otherwise is completely untrue.
If I can just point out that when the bill was being rushed through the lame duck session of the legislature, there was absolutely no science presented at all to justify the use of a wolf hunt. The scientists that testified did so in opposition to the bill, not in support of it.
Well, Tony touts this North American model of wildlife management. Are you not on board with this model? I take it this is a very established framework for dealing with animals like wolves.
It's a framework. It's certainly not in statute or law. It's just a framework of suggestions. If I can point out a couple of the tenets, though, from the North American Wildlife Conservation Model, one of them says that wildlife should not be used in a frivolous manner, and another one says that it should be managed by science. So a wolf hunt would not be backed up by any scientific relevance, and also it would be frivolous because, like we said, wolves can already be shot if they're attacking animals. So an actual hunt would be merely for trophies.
Well, there's two points where you're contradicting yourself there. The primary tenet of the North American model of conservation is that wildlife is owned by the people, all the people of the state. It is not owned by the landowner that's having an issue with the wolf. It's not owned by the federal sharpshooters or the government agents that come in and kill those wolves. It's owned by the state of Michigan. And the people of the state of Michigan should have the opportunity to take advantage of that resource and that asset that's going to be killed anyway. Second, the science is the North American model of conservation. We have proven for 100 years that it works in every instance it applies, and it's going to work with wolves just as it's worked with everything else.
Jill, let me ask you, why is it a framework like that for deer hunters, elk, bear, a lot of the other species that are already hunted in the state of Michigan, is there some reason that could not be applied to wolves?
Well, you first have to demonstrate that wolves need to be managed, that there needs to be a hunting season on them, and that evidence has not been presented. There's only 687 wolves in the Upper Peninsula. The very few instances where there are depredations of livestock, and fewer than 8% of the 900 farms in the Upper Peninsula have been affected by wolf depredation in the past 17 years. That can already be addressed by current state law. There's been no evidence presented that a random indiscriminate hunting season would be of any benefit whatsoever.
Okay. Tony, is it your understanding it would be random and indiscriminate?
What is my understanding is
there would be a framework.
Those are words. Yeah, those are words that they have used in their research and in their polling that if they say them, they know it will sway voters. They're not true, but they're words they know will sway voters, and that's what they do. The point being is this has nothing to do with wolf management. They keep saying there's 687 wolves. That's a 2010 number. We don't have the current number, which is going to be significantly higher based on all the population estimates. This isn't about managing wolves. If you want to manage wolves and have wolves in Michigan, do the North American model of conservation. But if your real goal is to prevent hunting in all forms, this is what you do. And that's exactly what Humane Society of the United States, the people shoving the money into this, are after. They've said it. Michigan's the first. They don't like the wolf hunts in Wisconsin and the other states. They can't go in there and buy signatures like they can in Michigan, so they want to win here to bolster the lawsuit that they've already filed to put wolves back on the endangered species list.
Jill Fritz, go ahead and respond, please.
This is about wolves. This is protecting wolves. The Humane Society of the United States is part of a very broad-based coalition of organizations in Michigan that respects Michigan's hunting traditions. All we are doing with this referendum is trying to restore wolves to the protected status they had before the bill.
Are either of you...
If the Humane Society of the United States respects Michigan's hunting traditions, why is Wayne Pacelli on record hundreds of times saying we intend to stop all forms of hunting everywhere as soon as we can? And if this is not about wolves, if this is about the benefit of the wolf, why put them back on the endangered species list where they are not managed properly? And that's been proven time and time again. If you want wolves in this state, you need to apply the North American model of conservation because that is the best science. It's proven over and over for 100 years.
Once again, the goal of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected is to put a referendum on the ballot to repeal Public Act 520 that makes the wolves a game species. That's all it is.
Because we're going to hunt them. because you don't like hunting. That's where the money is coming from, and that's the bottom line.
Let's refocus this just a little bit. Are either of you watching the debate unfold in Minnesota right now, Tony? They've had an inaugural wolf hunting season there. They're having second thoughts. Is that relevant to Michigan's situation?
I don't know the specific details of why they would have second thoughts in Minnesota, other than the fact that there was a lawsuit filed by a Humane Society of the United States, and I'm sure that probably plays into it somewhere.
Well, I can point out in Minnesota what the bill is to put a 5-year moratorium on the hunting and trapping of wolves in that state, because a bill was passed soon after delisting last year in Minnesota. That started a pretty aggressive hunting and trapping season, in which more than 400 wolves were killed by trapping, steel jaw lake hole traps, snare traps, and shooting, and 75% of which the wolves in that quota were killed in traps. So the Native American tribes who opposed the bill and were ignored, and many of the citizens are now trying to speak out and put a stop to it with a bill.
Do we know whether Minnesota followed the North American model of wildlife management here when it relaunched its wolf hunting season? That would seem to me quite relevant to me.
What's being left out is the fact that in order for wolves to be delisted, the wildlife management plan that is submitted to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service comes from wildlife biologists. It's peer-reviewed by wildlife biologists who are part of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There is no way they would be allowed to have a hunt that would do anything to jeopardize the long-term population of the wolves. That's why they have a quota system. And it may sound like, well, 400 wolves were killed. Well, if the quota was 400, that was determined by actual wildlife biologists that was okay and that would actually be beneficial to the population. And that's what we need to do with wildlife management. It's, you know, we don't go into a doctor's office as citizens and say, all right, we're going to have a vote on how you should do this surgery today. That's silly. It's as silly as what they're asking us to do with wildlife management, and that's let just everybody decide how we should do this. That's not how it works.
Okay.
It needs to be determined by science.
Quick, final word, Jill.
Yes, the scientists who are opposed to the wolf hunt in Michigan, including Professor John Vucetich at Michigan Tech, have said flat out scientific evidence does not suggest wolves should be hunted in Michigan.
Okay, we've got to leave it there. We want to thank Jill Fritz, Executive Director of Keep Michigan Wolves Protected, and Tony Hansen, Deputy Director of Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.